Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, let's do it. Let's see if we can win $5,000, Kid Nation. All right. It's time to play Beat the Bank Extreme. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-P-KID.
We want to holler at you. Caller number 17. You get to pick the vault as long as you know the password.
Cool.
And good luck. And we'll also be talking to Justin here in about 20 minutes. He went to go talk to people that checked out Avengers Endgame.
Like as they were leaving?
No spoilers, by the way. So good. We just want to let you know we are not spoiling anything.
Right.
Unlike Raspberry.
What?
From the text. We got a screenshot conversation before we launched the Jenna's That's What I Like. Terry wrote us and said, hey, I had to share this. And it's between her and my love, Eric.
Your love, Eric?
Oh, well, that's what it says on her phone.
That's sweet.
She just wrote a good morning with a heart. And he responded with, Kelly Raspberry can kiss my
Oh!
She wrote back, why? She talked about there not being end credits. Really mad emoji face. About seven of them.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, I would have ruined that for you, too. I don't want you to waste your time. No! No what? We can't talk about it. I don't want to know anything. And then she put the eye-rolling emoji. So he wanted to
rather sat there.
He'd rather waste his time
for 10 minutes
and see. Yeah,
I agree with him.
What?
I don't even want to know the title. I'm upset. I know what showtime I'm going to.
Listen, Trey. If I'm sitting there for 3 hours and 2 minutes, and Kelly can save me the 10 minutes that I would spend sitting there
waiting for the credits to end.
Your bladder is just completely full. Oh, you've been holding it the whole time.
It's about to explode.
And all you get at the end is a little clink.
I would get so angry.
Good point. Good point.
Because I expect that from Marvel. You don't expect that end credit. So I'm glad Kelly told me. Now I don't have to wait. And I can go and pee in peace.
Right.
Just like that.
Well, you're welcome.
So there's that. All right. All right, let's get into
it,
Jenna.
That's what I like. That's what we like.
Yay. I like my new theme songs for my segment.
You like it?
Dreams and this. Yeah. Yeah. It's more chill.
Very chill.
And updated.
What are you into this week, then?
Okay, I'm just going to come out of the gate, not with a song that's going to come next, with an important life thing I think we need to discuss.
Okay.
If you have a hard time handling the emotional trauma that comes with movies with surprise, sad endings, I know Kelly has often spoken about she does not want to see a movie where she likes to fast forward to the end and see what happens, especially in a scary movie or if she thinks a child might pass away.
Right, I want to see who survives, that it's a happy ending, then I can go back and watch it.
And if not, you don't watch it?
No, it's too upsetting.
Wow.
For me, don't care much about humans, but animals, it's another story.
Okay.
There is a website called Does the Dog Die? And it has gone through. It's a crowdsource emotional spoiler alert for movies, TV, books, and more. So if you think that your fragile emotional psyche cannot handle death of an animal or a child, or maybe, you know, there's a lot of heavy topics, you know, that for instance, miscarriages. People don't want to go to a movie if they've suffered through something like that. They don't want to see it.
Right.
So there's a serious element to this.
Yeah. Sure.
Or a child passing away or something like that. If you just want to know if there's a scene where something emotional like that happens, you can go to this crowdsource site. It is called Does the Dog Die?
Love it.
Wow. Okay. What's our favorite thing, right?
I love it. I'm just so excited about plane crashes, for instance, that's on here. So, I mean, I think I would probably know from a preview if that is going to happen in a movie.
Yeah.
Like United 93, should have never watched.
Well, we knew how that ended.
Even Sully stuck with me, and they all lived.
Yeah.
I don't think most pilots are quite like Sully. Anyway, let's change gears.
All right.
Talk about a song that I like. This girl's, she goes by the stage name Fletcher. That's her last name in all caps. I had never heard of her before because I'm not a big fan of the X Factor, but she was part of that girl group they tried to put together called Lakota Rain. Do you remember that? When they had girls perform as a group together.
Was Haley on that one? Haley Arantia?
I believe she was, right?
Okay, so it was Haley's group. So Haley's now on the Goldbergs on TV, by the way.
Anyway, she has her own thing going on. Her name is Fletcher. This song's called I Believe You.
Room full of rumors and
of girls out there that are dealing through this with this. And
so she kind of, this was a song she came out with, I believe, last year, maybe. Yeah, obviously, Me Too movement inspired. Yeah. And she has a new song out today, but it was a little explicit. So, you know, she kind of has a couple words in there that we couldn't find the clean version. Anyway,
but that
she's really
good too.
Great. Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Nice. It's awesome. Kind of girl pop rock sort of thing going on, but like she's that. Also stunning.
Yeah, beautiful girl. Out.
Yeah, yeah, that always helps. All right, a very cool piece of technology. I don't know how I just discovered these. I want them. This is kind of on the lust list, you know, but if you have a birthday or some occasion coming up, you're going to want to add this. Girls and guys alike, these are really cool. When I say it without you visualizing it, you're going to think this sounds lame and they're going to look like the Snapchat glasses. They do not. These are Bose sunglasses.
Okay.
They come in a couple different styles, like the Wayfarer and another cell. So they look like Ray-Bans,
yeah.
But they have high-quality speakers on the sides.
Oh!
Which is really cool. They say, you know, if you're exercising, you're really not supposed to wear in-ears because you're not paying attention to your surroundings. So these right. are sunglasses. So if you're going on a walk or if you want to sit outside and listen to a podcast, if you're driving, it will do the navigation.
Yeah.
Driving in the sunglasses will do the navigation for you without it taking over. Because frankly, I hate when it takes over the radio.
I hate that.
My favorite yeah. part of the song. These are really cool. They're $199. You can find them. I found them online at Nordstrom. But anyway, you know, you forget. You don't have to do both. They're joking. Like, if you don't want to wear, you know, you don't want to wear your earbuds and sunglasses, this kind of does it for you. But really cool, you know, without canceling out all the noise around you.
Awesome.
I'm down
they
with
look,
that.
They look really stylish, too. So
yeah, I'm down with that.
I don't know. Maybe something to check out and add to a wish list or to get for that, especially for, like, a guy. And you're like, I don't know what to get him, but this is kind of techie and cool. He might like it as a gift.
Yep.
All right. And then Netflix has a new movie out. And a girlfriend of mine told me about it. It just premiered this week with, you know, not much fanfare at all, but it's getting rave reviews. It's called Someone Great. It stars Jane the Virgin, star Gina Rodriguez.
Shout out.
And, yeah, it's being described as a sugar rush with millennial gloss. But she plays an aspiring Rolling Stone reporter. And gets a job, has to transfer, but also gets dumped by her boyfriend. So it's kind of a girl's night out. As she's grieving, there's a Selena moment, you know, when a song comes on. There's really good music in it, and it's just kind of a feel-good millennial film. I don't know. Anna, have you seen it yet?
Yes.
What do you think?
I loved it.
Oh, good.
I absolutely love it. I've been recommending it to everyone as
okay.
well.
Okay, good.
And I'm actually so easily influenced that in this movie there's a girl and at one point she's wearing a red denim jacket. So yesterday I bought a red denim jacket.
Oh, so you're gonna get some fashion too from the movie.
It's a really, really good movie. I love that that's on your list.
Good. Yeah, I have a hard time with movies like this sometimes that are just these kind of girly feel good rom-coms
yeah.
that I don't think they're that good, but this has a different edge to it. So
I'm
hey,
check it
something
out.
To watch if you don't have tickets for Avengers this weekend and you want to watch something at home.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right, so we got DoesTheDogDie.com. We got Fletcher, some music from her. Someone Great, the movie on Netflix, and Bose sunglasses so that you could be aware of your surroundings while listening to your podcast or your music.
Yeah.
Go to KidNation.com and check those out. That's Jenna's That's What She Likes Today. And let's give away some money.
Yes.
Max decorating his patio to compete against probably nobody in the apartment complex.
No, all these little millennials, as you know, the little youngins, they're decorating the patio. I see them. I saw y'all buying those plants, putting them out there, trying to. Oh, I'm bringing it.
I bet you are.
I'm bringing it.
No, that little red wagon.
I'm bringing it. I don't even want to divulge all. You know, I'll take
the information.
I'll take pictures.
Can you take pictures of all the patios that are decorated
yes.
and don't tell us which one's yours, and then we get to pick on Monday too?
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Can we do that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll see who the real winner is then.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you might want to tell mine because Curtis will be on there. Like, I'm trying to get him to stay. You know, I'm trying to get him to like be real cute and just sit still. Because that's part of my decoration.
Oh,
your dog's part of your decoration.
Yeah.
As he should be. Good luck.
All right.
But he's got to stay still for
yeah,
like
he does a great job staying still. Yeah.
Like 4 hours.
That's what he does. Stay. Stay. Hi, Anna.
Anna.
Me?
Yeah,
me?
Yeah, you.
You.
Yeah, you.
Me? Are you serious?
I am really serious.
serious.
Mia is also the name of Taylor Swift's new song, by the way. Check it out. We should guess that.
I also have three cats. So
you do?
Wow. Crazy cat lady.
What are your cats' names?
My cats' names are Stabler, after Elliot Stabler on Law & Order SVU, but she's a girl.
Wow.
And then I have Sandy, who I got after Hurricane Sandy, but I think she was named after Sandy from Greece. And then Stashy, because he has a little mustache, and we couldn't name him Hitler, so...
I like you and your quirky self.
I like name him Hitler, so.
I like you a lot.
Oh, yeah, no, you're great, man.
Oh, my God.
I like you and I like your cats already.
Oh, my God. Earlier when you were talking about the Netflix movie and you asked Anna if she had seen it, I was like, me?
Oh, yeah, you were waiting. Well,
have you seen it?
I have not, but it always pops up.
Well, it's called Someone Great. Yeah. You know, if you want to check it out with you and Stashy. And
are you going to see Avengers this weekend?
Probably not. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got all those cats to tend to.
Well, hopefully we get you some money so you can do all that stuff that you're doing this weekend real quick. Let's go ahead and step up to the vault, Anna.
Hello.
Okay.
Please enter your password.
It's Carolina.
Accepted. Yes! It sure is, Anna. Congratulations. You gained entry into all our vaults. Now there's some remaining. One of them contains $5,000 still in it. Which one would you like to pick?
May I please have 64?
Aw, nice and polite.
Great manners and everything. Yeah. Of course you can have 64, Anna. That's all yours. Here's Big Al to tell you how to play the game.
Anna, you're going to hear our banker holler at dollar amounts, okay? He's going to have a little bit of an edge to his voice. Yeah, 100, 200. You just have to say stop before the vault door closes. It may stay in the hundreds. It may creep into the thousands. If you hear anything with 1,000 on the end of it, please say stop. That's the last dollar amount that you'll hear. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right.
Do it for the kittens.
Now, you can't say stop. We'll also take a meow stop. If you want to throw one of those in there.
No, let's stick with stop.
Yeah,
let's stick with stop. Let's go with the norm.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Let's play. Beat the bank.
$100. $220. $290. $360. $440. $530. $690.
Stop.
All right, there you go.
High enough for her.
Nice job.
$690 for you, Anna. What are you going to do with all that money?
Pay the bills.
Uh-huh. That's all right. That's all right. Stashy appreciates that.
Yeah. Some catnip too, though.
Yeah. That's so fun. I wish dogs had
a drug.
A drug.
Oh. Sometimes they go insane.
They do so go fun. Insane. All right, Anna. Well, $690 bucks, all yours to keep. Let's see how high it would have gone, though.
Okay.
Nice job.
Oh, yes, ma'am, Anna.
Okay.
You got every drop of that.
That didn't even go a second. Man, well done.
All right.
All right, hold on for us, Anna. Congratulations. $690 richer right there. Boom. Hey, we got another password, too, coming your way in about 35 minutes. We'll hook you up with the brand new one, so forget the one we just gave you. That was Anna's. Anna's to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up next, we are going to open up the window for the Kentucky Derby, everybody. Yeah, get ready to place your bets.
Thank you.
And also, we'll see what Justin got into last night. He went and talked to some people that checked out Avengers.
All right.
And no spoilers. Again, we want to let you know there's no spoilers. But
we don't want to be spoiled either.
He definitely talked to the people. We'll find out what they said next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So the Kentucky Derby is officially back, everybody.
It is.
Each day next week, Monday through Thursday, we're going to have a horse race.
Mm-hmm.
Each day you go online at KidNation.com. You pick the winning horse for the next day's race. One entry per person. You got to be 21 to
gamble,
because there's going to be some gambling involved here. There's going to be different horses each day. So you need to go to KidNation.com and choose the horse you think it's going to win. And then we're going to choose a winner at random each day that chose the winning horse. That winner will receive $100 and be represented by that horse in the Friday race, okay?
Big race.
So that's your horse right there. That's your baby. Friday's race is going to feature the four winning horses, the ones through that happened on Monday through Thursday. The horse that wins that race on Friday will win the Kentucky Derby.
Yay!
The ultimate winner is going to receive $500, and you can use that $500 to bet on the horse of your choice in the real Kentucky Derby Saturday, May 4th.
Perfect.
Which is cool. I mean, you could take the one that's not favored to win, the one that has 50-1 odds.
It's free money.
It's free money, and if you...
What if that horse
bet,
doesn't win?
Then you lose the money.
Then you lose the money. That's why they call it betting.
Betting. I mean, are you willing to take the risk to bet on the one that's not going to, nobody thinks is going to win, but you could win the most money? Or are you going to put it on the one that's favored to win and not win very much?
Yeah.
It's up to you. Now, the thing that's left to do here is find out who we're going to be betting on. So let's take a look.
The first race in the 2019 Kentucky Derby Series at Canalside Downs. And here's the lineup. Number one is JC's Beard. This horse is cocky, but barely has had any year-to-year growth in the earnings department. This horse loves the hot oil treatment following each race, looking to shave a few seconds off that personal best. Number two is Baby Fever. If this horse had a theme song, it'd be Pony by Genuine, the only horse with a saddle today. Making good use of those stirrups, this horse looks to push the pace, push it real good.
Wow.
Number three is Justin's Earring. This horse comes from a long line of studs. Not usually the fastest, but has jumped through hoops to qualify for today's race. And number four is Haunted Bar. The rest of the field should be very scared of this horse.
Yeah.
Usually paranormally in the lead late in the race. So watch out for Haunted Bar. This horse has spirit and butt fuzz. All right, that's the lineup.
Fun. All right, there's your horses. JC's Beard, you got Baby Fever, you got Haunted Bar, and then you got Justin's Earring, who happens to be a stud. Go to KidNation.com, place your bets, and good luck on Monday. We'll have the race for you on Monday.
Awesome.
We'll find out who wins. I'm cheering for JC's Beard.
Of course you are.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Fever strong.
That's the one I'm going for. Who are you going for, Al?
100 bar, dog.
What about you, Kelly? You don't have a horse in the race.
I don't have a horse in this race. Literally.
Yeah, right?
Well, nobody said Justin Stud. Is it Justin's Earring? What is it called?
Justin's Earring.
Justin's Earring.
Yeah. Justin, congratulations.
Thank you.
You have a horse in the Kentucky Derby.
You know what? And to celebrate, I'm going to get the other ear pierced today.
Well, you already had it pierced, right?
Yeah, and then it fell out.
You have the same size stud?
It's not even a stud. It's just a regular size.
Yeah.
So it's a stud. A
stud is the style of earring.
Yes. Oh, okay. We don't know styles.
It's like a little,
a ball or something.
Oh, I got a cubic zirconia then.
That would be the material.
Oh, okay.
Right, got you.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, so you went out to the theater last night.
Yes, I did. People were at the premiere. You know, they say it's released on Friday, but I guess somehow the movies theaters can release it on a Thursday.
Yeah.
They had showing times at 6 o'clock and then at 9 o'clock, so I got to talk to people. So I went over at 9 o'clock to talk to people who were leaving the movie and also going to the 9 o'clock.
Good timing.
Oh, gotcha. You got before and afters.
Yes, and so I was, everyone's excited. We've been waiting 18 years for this Endgame, and so I decided.
Are you promised there's no spoilers?
No spoilers.
No spoilers at all.
Okay, Jesse.
But I decided to ask people what they're feeling right now before they go in to see the movie they've all been waiting for.
Okay.
So we're about to go see Endgame. How are we feeling right now?
Super excited. Don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, same.
Same, you know.
Oh, I'm just excited, man. I want to see, what Iron Man's going to do. I've heard a lot of rumors about it, so.
Chucky, how excited are you to go see Infinity War?
Super.
What'd y'all do to prepare to go watch the movie?
I did watch all 21 in a row.
How long did that take?
I did one a night, so 21 days.
Dang, okay. And then what are you going to do if you have to go to the restroom?
Hold it.
Yeah?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Did you do anything to prepare?
Wore a diaper.
Wore a diaper.
Which is an old, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna leave the movie theater.
I didn't drink since 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're not gonna go? Not gonna do anything to prepare?
Yeah. I sat on the toilet for 30 minutes, pushed as hard as I could, and it came out. That's it.
In your opinion, who's the lamest Avenger?
Lamest?
Can I answer? It's the Guardians of the Galaxy. If you count them as
And why?
Quill just messed up so badly in Infinity War. He's the reason this whole movie has to happen.
The lamest Avenger?
Right now, I say Hulk.
The Hulk, why?
What?
Because he won't come out. He won't come out.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson doesn't have a superpower, really.
Why would you say that?
Who's the lamest Avenger?
Hulk's not my favorite.
No, the Hulk.
No.
Black Hawk. Black Hawk.
Black Hawk. Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy the movie, Chucky.
What do you call him?
Black Hawk.
Black Hawk?
I think that's what you call him,
right? Yeah, you call him Black Hawk.
Hawkeye?
No, there's Black
Hawk.
There's a Black Hawk.
Okay, I'll find out today.
Yeah. Man, Al's going to go see Endgame and has not
seen... I've seen Iron Man. I've seen two or three Iron Men.
By the way, according to the Daily Beast, Endgame is the best of the 22 Avengers movies. And they said that before even watching the movie.
Oh, wow.
Second best, according to them, was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Followed by The Avengers, followed by Thor Ragnarok, and then Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Well, I also asked.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, my bad.
There's more. Yeah.
So then
people are leaving the movie theater, and so I decided to get their reaction after seeing the movie. Also, I asked what do you do if you have to go to the restroom?
I'm scared.
All right, here we go.
Did you go to the restroom at any point?
I did not.
Did you? You did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here's the thing. It's like, I've waited so long for this, and I don't want to be uncomfortable during the entire thing. So I figured I'd bite the bullet for like 2 minutes, but I sprinted. Like, I was out of breath by the time
I came
back.
Do you regret it?
No, because I used run and pee, and so I feel like I didn't miss, like, important parts.
If you can't hold it for 3 hours, like, what are you doing? Like,
just
hold it for 3 hours. It's 3 hours.
Like,
I've held it for like 2 days.
I know my parents.
Did you go to the restroom at any time?
I did.
You win?
I did. Before, I was looking at websites, when to go to the restroom. Like, oh, an hour into the movie. Let's go to the restroom.
I have a small bladder, and a 22-ounce beer is okay. I stay.
Oh, all right.
I got my Avengers jersey. I got on my back.
There's no video, bro.
There's no videos, but...
That's fair.
So we just saw Avengers Endgame. How are we feeling right now?
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was great. It was great. I'm not as into it as he is, but... And it was still amazing.
Greatest 11 years of my life up to this point.
That's awesome. Without giving any spoilers, what was your favorite part?
The favorite parts were when the crowd wasn't cheering. The fact is, everyone in there was loud because everyone loved 21 movies and 10 years of experience kind of coming together into something great.
Do you like it when people clap in a movie theater?
That depends.
It depends on what they're clapping about, and it depends how close to my head it is, and it depends on the movie.
Okay.
I mean, if the movie's good, I mean, in this case, I get it. There's a huge fan base, you know. It's like going, I mean, it basically felt like a live show version of the movie. There were parts that were great. My personal issue with it is that when it didn't stop in a timely manner, so you can't hear some... There were a lot of times, being in the first row, you're right next to that speaker, so you can hear some of the witty remarks that are made just after people are cheering, but some people in the back probably wouldn't hear it, so...
I feel like in this kind of movie, we should be able to have headphones. The theater should have headphones. That way you don't hear people cheering, because there's going to be a lot of that going on.
You don't hear them snacking.
The snacking. There's going to be things that irritate you, yeah.
But what if there's a baby crying?
Or sometimes when people laugh too hard at a joke,
you can't hear
the next line.
Right,
that is
right.
So infuriating.
And it's like a really important line.
Right.
Or it's even a better follow-up joke, but nobody got it.
Yeah, that is how they get you to watch the movie again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of people clapping in the theater, though. I feel like we're all part of this huge community, and it's all part of just, you know, camaraderie, and we're all just like, yes, this is funny!
And we could do that if we all had headphones on.
You should just do that at a random movie at a random time. Like, you know, just for the heck of it. No, yes! So you can get it back clap with
it. See? If the dog dies? Yes!
No!
By the way, doesthedogdie.com will let you know if the dog dies in the movie.
Right.
Jenna told us this morning.
Yes, or if you've seen a movie before anyone else, you can...
You can help out.
It's crowdsourcing, yeah.
Well, Justin, thank you for that no-spoiler Avengers street bit.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Not one thing was spoiled. Justin said people tried to spoil the movie for him, but he didn't want to spoil it for us, so he didn't give us the audio. Yeah, he was really cool about it. Appreciate you, Justin, going out there and doing that for us.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Draft make guys richer. Win our cash. Get paid quicker. Beat the bag. Extreme. Beat the bag. Extreme.
Yeah, those guys. guys still got to wait a few weeks for a contract.
Yeah. Well, looking at their suits and bling, I think they get advances from their attorneys and agents.
Yeah, their agents give them a bunch of money saying, hey, let me represent you. Here's $300,000, by the way, just to show you what kind of an agent I am.
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy. Get you all set up.
They were looking good. I mean, you know, some of those suits and some of that bling with watches. Oh, man.
Yeah, Kyler Murray's pink suit was dope.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it.
That's probably my favorite suit. You have to have the best suit if you think you're going number one.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get all the attention.
Yep.
All right. So good luck to all the other NFL or future NFL athletes here that are going to be picked here in the next few days. But right now, it's all about you, Cody. How you doing?
Good morning. How are y'all?
My man. Doing well.
Awesome, man. What are you up to this morning?
Dude, I'm feeding cattle right now.
I was going to say, with a name like Cody, you have to have a truck or a horse.
Got both.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And cows.
How many cows are you feeding?
I'll be feeding probably just shy of 1,000 by the time I'm done this morning.
Wow.
It's how many head of cow.
There you go, Al. Hey, you know, official.
I mean, watch the hat. Yeah. I can't help.
Do you know all their names?
JC, he can't get attached.
He can't get attached. I'm just kidding.
You know their names.
All right, Cody.
Do they lay their heads down? I've seen them on the ground when they're sleeping, but do they actually lay their heads on the ground when they're sleeping, or do they just kind of nod off with their heads sticking up?
A little of both. It depends. The younger calves tend to lay their heads all the way down.
I always wondered that.
Oh, there you go. Now you know, Al.
Yeah. He wonders strange things.
Yeah.
I do, Kel. See a cow every day, though.
That is actually a fact.
You and me both.
You have to, Cody. You don't work. Yeah. But they say you will see, even if you don't realize it, you see a cow every single day, whether it's on a milk carton or on a drawing or on a billboard or just driving out and about.
That's what they say.
It's true, I think. It's proven true. At least in our country.
They are never
It's
wrong.
Proven true. I don't see a cow every day.
I bet you
Thursdays
do.
I come here and go home and watch Game of Thrones.
Well,
and
you
I, don't
need see. A cow.
I bet there's a cow in the background.
Right in the background, there's some cows in the Game of Thrones.
No.
I've done 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu.
Oh. Can we let this man try to win some money, please?
Please enter your password.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Cody. What's your password?
The password is radio.
Password.
All right.
There you go, Red.
There you go, buddy.
Cody got the password correct. That means you have to choose a vault, buddy. Which one do you want?
Number 83, please.
Oh, right, way up there.
Vault number 83. All right, here's Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play the game, Cody.
All right, Cody, we're going to put you in the vault with a banker. He's going to call out dollar amounts that keep increasing. They could go as high at this point to $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. But when you do hear the word 1,000, that is as high as it's going to go. And you have to yell stop before the vault door closes or you lose everything. Mm-hmm. And we wish you good luck,
ma'am,
Cody.
I can do it.
Good luck.
Cody. All right, Cody, let's win some money. God. We'll start moon over here. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$140 $210 $250 $360 $380 $460 $500 $620 $710
Stop.
Oh, all right.
$710
Woo!
Cody, what are you going to do with all that money, man?
It's a lot of green.
My goodness, we got a Cajun Fest this weekend in town, so I guess I'm going to buy a couple extra crawfish.
There you go.
All right.
There you go, my man.
A bunch of crawfish for $710
Sounds like a fun party.
It does sound like a fun party. You have fun for us, Cody. And
yeah, thank y'all so much, Zach. I've been waiting to get through forever. This is awesome. And
I'm so glad you
I liked your Tim McGraw reference there earlier.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate
Live
it.
Like You Were Dying. That was a great song.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you, Cody, liked it. Isn't it? No.
Yeah, it's Tim McGraw.
Yeah, it was Tim McGraw. Live Like You Were Dying.
Yeah, Live Like You Were Dying.
Yeah, there you go, Cody. We got you, bro.
Let's see how high it would have gone.
Just for fun, let's see how high I would have hit.
770. 900.
I'm feeling 1,000.
I was thinking 2,000.
Good job.
But Cody played it just right. $710. Cody, you hang on for us, buddy, and have fun at that crawfish boil. We have another chance for you to play next week. Make sure you're listening every single day, 7:10 and 8:10 Central for that password.
All right.
Still looking for that other $5,000 vault that's hanging out in there somewhere for you, Kid Nation. And coming up next, let's do a little feel-good Friday. Why not, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's clear those phone lines. And give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
How about this? You share with us what's making you smile going into the weekend, or what are you looking forward to, or what happened during the week that's right, making you feel awesome going into Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Let us know, Kid Nation. And I'll let you know about the lady who forgot one of her kids' ages, and she ended up winning a lot of money because of it. Good Friday is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good.
All right, Kid Nation.
And that shit make you feel good.
Pick up that phone and make us feel good with your stories at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We call this Feel Good Friday because we want to feel good going into the weekend. We want to be smiling. So what are you excited about? What are you looking forward to? What happened during the week to make you say, I need to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show and let them know what's up?
Our friend Sam hit me up to let us know what's up. Sam is a Kid
New
Nation.
New Zealand Sam.
Kid Nation member from New Zealand. He hit me up this morning at 3 o'clock. He said, hey, man. Hey, Mike. For Feel Good Friday, could you let everybody know I've booked my tickets to come see you, Mike?
He has a better accent than that, by
the
way.
He does. He really does. He's from New Zealand. He really is from New Zealand. But he's coming to see us.
Oh, that's going to be
October.
Awesome.
In October. He saves up his money every, well, for the past, I think, couple of years he's been down here. Yeah. And, so that's cool. We'll see you then, Sam. He wanted to make sure I gave him a shout out.
Yeah, he's our dude. He got me my all blacks hat that I always wear.
You have it on today, I think.
No, this is a different one.
Oh.
But, I get looks from people.
It's the name of their rugby team.
Yeah, it's the rugby team, the national team in New Zealand. But if I go around, like, some brothers, they'll see that it says all blacks, and I get the nod.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, man? I get that. So I told you this lady won a bunch of money, right?
Uh-huh.
She's from Detroit. Her name is Antoinette. She won a pretty sizable chunk of money.
Why?
Because she screwed up her kid's age. Whenever she buys a lottery ticket, she comes up with the numbers by using a combination of her kids' ages and birth dates.
Oh, okay.
One of her kids turned 20 recently, but she totally forgot about it, so she used number 19 instead. Matched all five numbers in the drawing, and she won $78,000.
Nice. Awesome.
Just like that. Now, her other kids are younger and still live at home, so she's planning to use that money for a down payment on a new home because they need a little more space.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
I normally get mad at mom if she forgets your age, but
not that
time. She wants money. That it's all good. From the text, Dustin wrote us and said, hey, I had my first closing as a real estate agent.
Wow, that's a big accomplishment.
That's a huge deal. My best friends were my first buyers, too. Shout out Daniel and Jules.
Very cool.
Now that you've exhausted your friends' pool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, then it gets hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you got to go out there and find the random people. Down 20 pounds after 1 month, just like Big Al and Kelly. Good job, you.
Yeah.
Good job for you.
How many are you down? Is it 20 still out?
22.
22 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Both of y'all, right?
Yeah.
24.5 for me. Mm-hmm. I round up to 25.
Kelly's winning.
That's fine.
And Alan already, he's where he needs to be, right?
Oh, man.
Your husband.
Maintaining, but he keeps dropping weight. Men.
He can't stop himself.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Feel Good Friday from the text. After coming from Mexico at a young age, shout out, and only being a resident, my sister is graduating from college with her master's next Saturday. Shout out, UIW.
Very cool.
Man, with a master's right there.
That's great.
That's literally every parent that moves out here from Mexico. That's their dream, is to see their kid. Man, just to graduate from college. My parents was just for me to graduate high school.
Yeah.
College was, I tried.
I tried.
I just happened to find my career in radio accidentally. What's up, Jessica?
Hello.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. You have something to share with the world?
Yes. So me and my children's father are finally getting the hang of co-parenting and doing it right. And we are planning a trip for our children this summer to meet up when he's supposed to get the kids for his visitation. And we are planning a trip, just the four of us, for Six Flags in Dallas.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Are you guys going to share the same hotel room, or do you get separate ones in this kind of trip?
Okay. I actually have my best friend lives out there, so we're going to bunk with him.
Perfect. That is really cool.
Hey, we've seen that happen on our kids' kids' trips.
Yeah.
Where the families are divorced, but they both want to be there to experience it. And
sure.
You put your stuff aside for just
for a
minute.
Day.
Just show you. Jessica is an adult, and so is her ex, and they can get along even if they had a breakup.
Please come by and see us while you're in town. Hopefully, we'll be here.
Oh, we will definitely try.
Okay, all right, Jessica. She'll try.
Yeah, we're not real far from Six Flags.
No, we're good. Stephanie wrote us on the text and said, "Hey, guys, I live in Nashville, and guess what I'm doing?
What you doing?
I'm going to the draft tonight and representing my Dallas Cowboys. Whoop, whoop.
Right.
Hashtag Feel Good Friday.
I thought she was going to say, I'm going to go stand in front of that butterfly mural. That's what I'm going to do.
No, the draft is happening out there. It's like a huge party.
They got a big butterfly mural out there for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You got to go get your picture taken in front of it.
The only problem they're running into in Nashville this weekend is that it's the number one, it's the capital of
bachelorette
and bachelor parties, and they're having issues.
The girls were saying, we had no idea the draft was going on when we booked our bachelorette party, and now Ubers are twice, three times, four times
it's
expensive. Can't get a hotel.
All the bachelor parties are having a blast. But the girls are like, we're here for just partying and music.
Well, there's a lot of guys there.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. At a time like this?
Lots of guys.
There you go.
Line the streets. They stayed out there in the rain. In the pouring rain, there was still just a sea of people.
It looked great to see a sea of people, but you saw those ponchos and they showed the rain. It was coming down.
Yeah.
But that's dedication.
They're getting after it. What's up, Katie?
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Doing awesome. So what you got going on? You got something going on now that you're happy about and something in a month?
Yes. Yeah, so in about a month, I'm getting married in Colorado, and I have lost about 25 pounds since the start of the year.
Awesome.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Smoking in that dress.
Yeah, you are.
Smoking in Colorado.
I can't go into details about what the dress looks like because I'm not sure if my fiance is listening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to look awesome.
I know it is.
Is it white?
It is white. Yeah, I can say that. It's
lacy?
White. I will not say anything like that.
Does it have a veil?
I'll send y'all pictures, though.
We would love to see them.
Congratulations.
Is it mermaid?
Thank you.
Oh, look at JC dropping terminology.
Yeah.
Does it have a train?
Uh-huh. Oh, are we going to... does it?
King of marriage wedding dresses?
Is it off the shoulder?
Ooh.
Al?
Is it spaghetti strapped?
Uh-huh. Is it bat clip?
Bat clip?
I don't know.
Backless?
What?
Backless.
Bat clip. Clips.
Oh.
Is it backless?
I was going to say backless after that.
How about another less? There's another less.
Is it penniless?
Strapless.
I don't think any wedding dresses come with the panties. Katie, you have laughs. Fun everybody. Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
I was out, man. That's all I could come up with.
Hey, some of them are so fitted. Yeah, I guess, you know.
You have to go for that.
You have to go commando.
Yeah. You hear the leaf blower? We need Elon Musk's leaf blower here.
Yeah, but I'm digging the smell of it.
That's what I smell. I don't know how it seeps in here.
I'm allergic to the earth right now.
Jenna's sneezing all over the place.
I think my allergy shots wore off.
Oh.
Is that possible? I got them when I was little.
Speaking of feel good, you know how much I love to sneeze, right? I was watching Tosh from this past Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he had a guy on there that does sneezing videos. And he told us the name of the powder that he uses, and it gives you a sneezing fit for like 5 minutes.
Please don't do that.
I am going to do it. I'm going to go buy it. It's like an Indian remedy. It's a little powder, and you just take a little bit, and for 5 minutes, you just sneeze.
They call it pepper.
Yeah.
No, this is better than pepper.
You snort it?
Yeah, you have to put it up your nose.
That sounds safe.
It's good for you.
Yeah,
and,
good for you.
They use it in India.
Most things that go up your nose are great for you.
All right. Doesn't your heart skip a beat when you sneeze or something? Or is that something
else?
Sure. You lose some brain cells.
But it's also considered 1/8 of a, you know.
What?
It is?
Oh, what? I don't find it feeling that great.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I feel bad for your you-knows.
I've never heard that.
It's 1/8, science.
1/8?
It's 1/8.
That's a big chunk.
So if I have 8 in a row, that's a cool one.
That's why I always say bless you after.
Yeah. See, I'm dropping the facts that I learned on Tosh.
Al, you shouldn't say I'm sorry.
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 Sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
What's up, big dog?
What's going on?
You.
Feel Good Friday. Taking my daughters to their first concert to go see Nicky Jam tonight.
Awesome.
Right. Oh, that's cool.
Are they so excited?
Do what?
Are they so excited or is dad excited?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're excited.
Yeah, good.
Heck yeah, you are. Well, have fun out there, man.
Have fun, brother.
They'll always
remember
that.
She and Dad sing Nicky Jam's biggest hit.
Go ahead. What's your
favorite? I have no idea which one it is.
Like a true dad, he's just going out there with the kids just to have a good time.
That's one of my funnest things is I remember we went to see One Direction, and all these dads were just standing there, and they're all holding a cup of beer.
Yep.
And they're just standing there, and all their girls are just crying. They're just standing there. Yeah. They don't know a single song.
Right.
Yeah.
They're there.
And then you look to the right, Kelly, and you see me singing every lyric.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.